You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is time for us to get into our deep dive, and we're speaking about finding comfort in God's love. And today we're focusing on finding comfort in God's presence. His presence offers us peace, it offers us reassurance, and being aware of his nearness can dispel fears. It can calm anxieties and provide us with a sense of security. So let's talk about finding comfort in the presence of God. And we're joined once again by Pastor Carlos. Good morning, my pastor. Welcome back to the program.
Morning. Thank you.
All right. Please pray for us as we begin.
Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we praise your name because once again, we can gather on this wonderful platform and talk about your love. How I pray that your wisdom would flow through this discussion to everyone listening, that you may comfort us through your word. This is our prayer because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor, what are some of the common ways that God's presence can be experienced and felt on a daily basis?
Well, the most easiest way that we can experience God's presence or his peace is by reading his word. Firstly, we need to have a strong devotional life, and also by prayer, reading and meditating his word, by prayer, by spending time with God. When we do this, we experience God's presence, and we can do on a daily basis. We could also practice surrendering our day into the hands of God, and we will feel the peace that comes from God, which surpasses all understanding, that he has us in his hands. And whatever we may go through in the day, we walk through the day with that peace, that all that we are going through is that which we have placed in the hands of God. So Bible study, meditating on scripture, and praying and surrendering our days into the hands of God.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how does this awareness of God's presence influence the way that we respond to the different challenges that we might face?
Oh, this awareness of God's presence changes or shifts our perspectives about the challenges of life. It tells us that though we may struggle, the struggles that life brings to us, and will no longer define us. We will no longer be defined by our struggles, because we have his presence with us. We will no longer focus on the bigness of whatever challenges life will bring to us, because we have this assurance and we have this peace that comes from God, which surpasses all understanding. So we will be able now to walk through the day, to walk through life with a strong reassurance that though we may go through problems, these problems are not what define us. The problems may be, in fact, there to refine us. We will walk through life with a reassurance that the hardships that we are going through do not mean that God has abandoned us. Because remember, yesterday we looked at how God's love is unwavering. So when we have this daily reassurance of God's peace, we are then reminded that we are not abandoned, that though we are going through problems, we are not abandoned, that God is still with us despite the struggles that we may go through.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful. And it really does give you a sense of peace when you're constantly aware of his presence, regardless of whatever you're experiencing. And what are some of the practices that we can, that we can incorporate in our lives that would help us to deepen that sense of God's nearness, so that we're just constantly aware that he doesn't just exist, but that he's right here by my side?
Well, some of the things I think I've already looked at. First Peter tells us, in First Peter chapter 5, tells us that we are to cast all our cares upon him, mm-hmm. for he cares for us. Many times, I believe many Christians, we do cast our cares upon him, but mostly as a last resort. You know, we first go through a whole range of emotions, yeah. you know, fear, anxiety. And when we are at our bottom, that's when we think of going to God. But the Bible tells us that we are to cast our cares upon him. And it gives us that reassurance that he cares for us. So if we could incorporate that in our lives, then we will have a better experience,
mm-hmm.
Because the Bible in fact even tells us that we are to be anxious about nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. We are to be anxious about nothing. That's something else. And that's, he says that in Philippians chapter 4, that we are to be anxious about nothing, that in everything, through prayer and supplication, we are to let our requests know. So the anxiety that many of us carry is because we're not practicing being Christian
yeah.
in the right way. We are Christian, but not the way we are supposed to be.
Right.
You know, because if we were Christian, if we were truly embedded, truly rooted in Christ, we would be anxious about nothing because we know that he has our back. He is with us, you know. So I've talked about casting our cares upon him not being anxious about anything, surrendering everything that we have to God. And this is going to deepen our sense of peace and our sense that we are still loved.
Yeah, yeah. When you put it that way, you remind me of the disciples caught up in that storm when Jesus was sleeping in the boat, and they tried everything. They tried everything until all else had failed. Then they remembered, oh, Jesus is here. And Jesus is fast asleep. And that's when they're like, don't you care? Don't you see what's going on here? And that's exactly what we always do. After we've tried and failed everything else, that's when we're like, how? But God.
Yes. And when you look at that that example you've brought up, Jesus was more concerned with their attitude than with the life-threatening storm. He says, where is your faith?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's his first concern. And I believe that's his first concern with us. It is not the challenge that you are going through. It is not your financial crisis. It is not your joblessness. It is not that you are unmarried. Those are not the issue. The issue is your lack of faith throughout the tragic, the different storms that life would bring to
that's
you.
Amazing.
You see?
That's amazing. Yes. I love that. For sure, yeah. And how does recognizing God's presence bring us comfort in moments of uncertainty? You know, and I always say, sometimes I wish God would just tell me straight up and say, this thing that you're praying for, I'm not going to give it to you. Like, give me a straight no, if it's going to be a no. It's the uncertainty sometimes that's worse than just getting a no. That I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know if God is planning to come through in this situation. I don't know if he's planning to heal this sickness. You know, that uncertainty sometimes can be worse than just a direct no. But how do we find comfort from recognizing God's presence, even in those moments where we're not sure what's going on?
Well, there are a lot of moments in our lives where we're not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things that make us unsure. We are unsure of what the future will bring. You know, we're unsure. We don't feel like we are enough. Maybe you went for an interview and you are not sure that you did right. You know, you are not sure. Maybe you have an illness. You don't know what's coming next. But but God's love reassures us that we are not alone throughout all these things.
Mm.
And because we are not alone, we should not be dismayed. We should not, you know, because he is with us and he invites us to bring all our all our doubts and our uncertainties to him. He says, cast all your cares upon me.
Mm-hmm.
For the Bible says, for he cares for us.
Mm.
And in fact, the Bible in fact tells us that we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with what we are going through.
Yeah.
that he himself was tempted and tried in all ways, like as we are yet without sin. And it is for this reason that we can come boldly. We can go with a boldness to him because we know that he understands whatsoever we are going through. So with this understanding, regardless of the uncertainties that life may present to us or that we ourselves may present to ourselves, you're feeling uncertain about whatever we are going through. Mm-hmm. But we can be certain about something. We can be certain about something that though there are all these things we are uncertain about, we are certain that he cares for us. Mm-hmm. Like the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, that cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That for me is my biggest assurance,
yeah,
that he cares for me. And because he cares for me, all my uncertainties begin to seem, you know, that like I'm not alone in this. There's somebody who can supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ, because he cares for me and Amen. He cares for you.
Amen. And in what ways can communities encourage one another to seek and acknowledge God's presence, in particular us as the community of faith?
Well, we can encourage one another to seek and acknowledge God's presence by having, as a community, we need to spend time, you know, we need to identify families that are struggling, friends that are struggling, and we need to spend time, you know, to, you know, I spoke of prayer, Bible, you know, reading the word and meditating on the word. Mm-hmm. And I also spoke of several things, but now we are going to take these things. I also spoke about surrendering surrendering everything we have to God. Now we are going to the people in the community. We identify people in the community and who are struggling. And we now take this practice to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we visit the houses of our friends, our families, and our loved ones, whoever in the community. We are spreading. And when we do this and we talk of God's unwavering love for them,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, we are spreading awareness that despite the challenges that they may be facing, God still loves us. We are showing them from the scriptures that God still loves us. And we are encouraging them to trust and surrender whatever they have in the hands of God because he cares for them. So by taking our personal practices, which I spoke of, into the houses, into the families, but we spread God's love. We spread the awareness that God loves them and his love is unwavering. And God cares for them in whatever they are going through.
Mm.
And they themselves can feel comforted that God loves them. And there is somebody out there who cares for them, which is you and me, who is reaching out to them, you know, to lend a helping hand. And not only just spiritual, you know, the spiritual road to this, but we can also lend assistance. And by that, I mean physically assist the community in whatever needs that may be there. We can do this at a personal level. We can also do this at a corporate level as a church.
Mm.
We identify people in the community who need this aid, or who need to feel that they are loved not only by God but also by ourselves.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming through once again. We'll be continuing this conversation tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you, Pastor.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.